Jensen faces three felony charges and one misdemeanor charge for his alleged role in money-raising and having caucus workers do campaign work on state time. Jensen says he'll step down as assembly speaker next month, but says he'll fight the charges. He'll also apparently stay on next month's election ballot in the 98th district. One of Jensen's opponents is Libertarian Bob Collison, who says the caucus scandal charges can't be overlooked.
I think it shows what happens when you have career politicians like Mr. Jensen, a person who got into politics with the visions of someday being governor and what else, I don't know.
Collison says he also disagrees with Jensen on taxes, state spending, and health care costs. Jensen's other election opponent is independent candidate Dottie Fader, who says she used to be a Republican. Fader says the charges against Jensen should lead to more discussion of term limits, but Fader says she hasn't had a chance to talk much to Jensen because he has not agreed to any debates. She says maybe the new charges will change that.
Representative Jensen has probably the biggest, in fact, he does have the biggest war chest of any of the incumbents, and independents and third-party candidates are operating on shoestrings of several thousand. So debates would probably be very helpful to discuss some of the issues that do concern us.
Neither of Jensen's opponents is predicting victory in the largely Republican district. But if Jensen is reelected and later would be convicted of a felony, he would have to resign from the legislature. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.